Today is Monday, April 27th, 2020, and it is Monday of the third week of Easter. And I just had a moment this morning when I was saying Mass, when I was like, it's the third week of Easter already. Like, it's time flies when you're in a quarantine. It also crawls at an incredibly slow pace, and it does both of those things at the same time. It's fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Anyway, just a kind of quick reflection today, because it's the day is starting to get away from me, and this is what happens. The day starts to get away from me, and then I don't get these things done, and then I start to beat myself up about it. We're not going to fall into that trap anymore. So what I wanted to talk about just very briefly is the responsorial psalm from today. Maybe not just, you know, today's actual, like, specific responsorial psalm, but the psalm itself in general. So what the heck am I talking about here? Today's responsorial psalm comes from Psalm 119, and it's verses 23 and 24, 26 and 27, and 29 and 30. And you might be wondering, well, why are they just kind of picking and choosing? Why did they cut the psalm up so much? Well, it's because Psalm 119 is kind of long. In fact, it is the longest of the psalms in the Bible. It is 176 verses long. And so if they had kept the whole thing in the lectionary today, I would probably very well still be over at church reciting it. That's not true. I'm recording this at 12:30. I said Mass 3 hours ago, so I think I would be done by now. But it's absolutely the longest psalm in the Bible, and it's kind of cool, actually. It was it's set up in a very specific way. So it's 176 verses, like I said. There are 22 stanzas in the psalm, each stanza consisting of 8 verses, and each one of the stanzas are in the order of the Hebrew alphabet. So, you know, it forms an acrostic in that way. Each verse contains one word for instruction. There's 9 different Hebrew words for instruction, so each verse has one of those words in it. So those words being law, statute, commandment, precept, testimony, word, judgment, way, and promise. One of those words is in each verse, and then each verse of a stanza uses the same word each time. So it's kind of neat. And that thematically should kind of tell you what this psalm is about. In this case, the author is just fantastic, and the author is thrilled with the fantastic law that God has given. That's an awkward sentence. It just doesn't sound right. But that's what he's excited about. He's glorifying God, and he's thanking God for the law. He's praying for protection from sinners that are upset by people's fidelity to the law. He acknowledges the cost of obedience and kind of laments the fact that sometimes it is very difficult to be obedient to the law, and that being obedient to the law will cost you something sometimes. And sometimes that price is more than what you would necessarily want to pay, but it is, of course, always worth it. He delights in the law's consolations, that in keeping the law, you know, even though you have to pay whatever this cost is, or however much the price might be, it's worth it in the end. He asks for wisdom to understand the law so that he might keep it better, and then he asks for the rewards of keeping the law. There are some things that don't show up in this psalm that one would particularly expect to see, given that it's about the law. So you see nothing about Mount Sinai, and nothing about, like, God's revelation to Moses and how he makes this gift of instruction and the commandments. There's no mention of the temple. These are things that you would expect to see in a reflection on the law, but that's not really what this psalm is reflecting about. It's just reflecting more about just how God's word is directing human life, and how God wants to be involved with his people. And the excerpts from the psalm that we take today, it's just this kind of, I don't want to say parallels, because obviously this predates, but it's a good partnership with the first reading, right? So in this part of the psalm, in these verses, this is one of those things where the psalmist is clearly lamenting the cost of obedience. because while he's reflecting on what it means to be obedient to the law, he's also reflecting on I'll just read some of these to you. Though princes meet and talk against me, your servant meditates on your statutes. Yes, your decrees are my delight. They are my counselors. I declared your ways and you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts and I will meditate on your wondrous deeds. Remove me from the way of falsehood and favor me with your law. The way of truth I have chosen. I have set your ordinances before me. So here he's talking about someone that wants to follow the law and wants to be removed from the company of those who don't, because those people aren't going to have life within them. They're not going to walk in the way of truth. They're not going to bring anything to this person. They're not going to help him be what he was made to be. They're not going to bring him any joy or happiness. He doesn't want to be around these people. And he knows that the longer he's around those people, the more danger he is in, because they are going to be very put off by him. They are going to be threatened by him. Not because he's going to do something that's necessarily threatening. He might not even be the type of person that's going to, accuse them or whatever before others. He's not going to be calling them out. But they are going to find him odious simply because he is keeping the law of God. They will be convicted by their own guilt, right? And they just don't want that around. They don't want to be reminded of their own sinfulness, and who does? But it's almost like they're so obstinate, they're so set in their sinful ways that they don't even want to see what they could be capable of. And so he finds himself in some danger. Well, if you look at the first reading today, it's the beginning of the story of the martyrdom of Saint Stephen, the first martyr, who is, consistently preaching and proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ, and he finds himself kind of beset on many sides by those that don't want to hear the truth, that are so kind of upset and put off by what he's teaching. Not even necessarily like the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Most of this so-called synagogue of freemen is made up of outsiders, like Jews that were not from Jerusalem. So kind of at the edges of even the Jewish society there, but they're still put off by what Stephen is doing. And so they start to plot to destroy him. And so at the end of today's first reading, you find Stephen being arrested and dragged before the Sanhedrin. And in days to come, you're going to see this great testimony that he gives that ultimately is going to lead to his execution. But Stephen is someone that is trying to keep the law of God. Like, he understands what everything was, the law was supposed to be this precursor to the coming of Christ. And he's the one that's proclaiming this, and he's obeying God's command for him, and that puts him into some element of danger. But the cost is going to wind up being worth it, even though the cost for Stephen is going to be extremely high. And I just think it's worth, kind of maybe meditating on the law, and how well we manage to keep it, and how well do we follow the precepts that God has given us, and how well do we obey? We're kind of in a weird time right now where it's some of the things that we're commanded to do are impossible or very, very, very difficult for us to do. But when we get out of all of this, are we going to start loving the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength? Or are we going to keep finding things on Sunday morning that are more important than church? Are we going to make it a priority to get to confession on a regular basis? Or is it going to be one of those things that's kind of unpleasant, so we just don't want to do it? Are we going to love our neighbor as ourselves, or are we just going to love those that are easy to love or that we want to love? Are we going to turn the other cheek, or are we going to try to get revenge? Are we going to, we could go on. You know what I'm talking about. But we know what God has commanded us, and we know it does have a cost. And we know that we sometimes need protection from other people when we choose to follow the law. But we also know, maybe we need to know, that there's tremendous reward for those of us who do it. And so, if you have some time today, and you might, because everything's goofy anymore, but maybe start to read over Psalm 119. Maybe do it, in a couple of sittings, or pray with it throughout the week. As I said, it is a very long psalm, but it is a very beautiful psalm. And it still speaks to us today. It still carries the same amount of truth. In fact, there are lines in this psalm, that as you read it, I think you will wind up thinking in a very particular way about the situation we're in. Because although we're not necessarily being persecuted in the moment, we are suffering in this time. And I think there are some things in this that I think can speak to all of us. So there's your homework for today. Read and pray over Psalm 119. And that's all I've got for today. I've got to get back to getting some work done around here. So pray a lot, wash your hands, don't inject disinfectant into yourself, and I will talk to you tomorrow. God bless.